Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts on Recovery, broadcasting to you today, as I most often do, from the 10th floor of the We Believe Tower in Midtown Atlanta, overlooking the majestic Buckhead skyline, where the days are getting longer, warmer, and summer has finally come upon us. Now, I want to take a minute. Yesterday we had Memorial Day, which is one of my favorite holidays of the year because it's selfless. It's to pay tribute to people who fought and died for us to have the ability to speak our minds and to pursue our faith in the United States of America. We come from a great tradition. Upon us now is not nearly as powerful a generation as those that have gone before us. So I wrote a Memorial Day prayer that I'm just going to share with this audience. The title of it is Raise Up Men and Women of Character. Lord, where are your mighty men, your men of old, those who want to serve from a willing heart, never for sordid gain, exploiting the helpless and weak? Why are men like these missing from our public life? Where are the women of integrity and honor, women who would rather die than be disloyal to you? Why do we have to settle for representation that can do nothing more than lead by doing what seems expedient, seeking wisdom from polls rather than from your will? These miscreants smile reassuringly, always playing the role, but in their calculating hearts, they seek nothing more than personal fame and fortune, all at our expense. Their duplicity is astounding as they seek an advantage over those they have sworn to serve and to protect. Lord, raise up a new generation of leaders, men and women who will bow their knees to you and you alone, never choosing evil over righteousness. Amen. Well, I just had been thinking about that, and I wanted to just put it out there right to begin with. And Stacy's on the line. Stacy, how are you?
I'm great, Jeff. What a wonderful, wonderful prayer. It makes one stop and take a breath.
Well, that certainly was my intent when I wrote it. And I see I see on Facebook these posts of people putting up their fathers and grandfathers, and sometimes even earlier than that, who fought, who stood for things, who stood for righteousness. And then I see what we have now. Our military is fine, but our political leaders who are leading them, just so sad, so sad. And here's the thing. When the vision of the leadership is flawed, then it trickles down to everybody. And we have more dysfunction in our society now than I believe we've ever had before.
Oh, I agree.
And there's a greater need now than there ever has been to help people with the things that keep them from being who God created them to be.
True.
The
vets today have a lot more at their disposal than our parents did. And I know a little bit about your heritage. My father was a war hero, but he came back an abusive alcoholic because of the things he endured during the war. And we didn't have groups to go to. You dealt with it as best you could. But it was a very violent life, and I never loved my father. All I saw was a mean, vicious, violent man who drank. And as I have matured and learned a few more things, what a sacrifice he gave. He gave his life, only he kept on living.
Oh, I like the way you put that. I think that there's a lot of truth to that. The people that are coming back from Afghanistan and from Iraq, the things that they've seen and the unspeakable evils of Islam and how they treat people, it scars them in ways that are almost impossible to heal, except that that's what the Lord is, and the Holy Spirit are great healers, and they can. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit about the value. You'd mentioned groups. I wanted to talk a little bit about the value of group study. Just by the way, I don't know if you knew this, but all group therapy began when people saw how the effectiveness of Alcoholics Anonymous.
I did know that.
People go into those rooms and they say, you know what? I mean, they make a joke about Las Vegas. What happens here stays here, you know, which isn't true, obviously. But it is true, for the most part, about AA, NA, Al-Anon, Alateen, and all of these recovery groups, because people go in there and they just unload their burdens and they get some relief. Now, there are some problems with some of that stuff, and I remember, and let me just say this, I have 21 years of continuous sobriety today. Today I can pick up a 21-year chip, which is a long time for somebody who grew up Irish Catholic in a, you know, very highly dysfunctional home in Boston. So, you know, I made a decision not to not to drink and because it was it was destructive for me. It was what I used to medicate pain, but it became worse than the problems that I had to begin with, and then it didn't solve anything. So I started going to AA, and I liked the things, much of what they taught there. At the same time, it's kind of, well, you know, God can be whatever you want. You make him up. I mean, you have a made-up God. And it's whatever you think he is in your mind, which is not correct, and it's not the biblical way of looking at it. It's God is who he is, and as we understand him in truth, and his love for us, that we respond to that message and our lives are transformed and we produce the fruit of the Spirit, which is love and joy and peace and patience, kindness, goodness, self-control, and I think there's one more. But at any rate, you know, those are the things that start manifesting. Now, if we don't know him in reality, then we can't really follow his will very well. Now, I'm going to give you an example. I was sitting in there one time, and people were talking about, what the God of their understanding helped them do. And there was this girl who said that her God helped her write better S&M articles, sadomasochistic articles, that she published in some perverted magazine. And I thought, what? What's going on here? And it was so in my face that this had nothing to do with Almighty God that I actually did go back for quite a while. I ended up going back because I really needed the help. And you get to the point where you say, take what you need and leave the rest behind. But who can do better than that? And the reason I'm saying all of this is that we have some resources to help people, with their addiction problems and with their relational problems. And, when it really gets down to it, people have more relationship problems than they do even substance abuse problems. Because, you get an alcoholic and, everybody in your family was messed up because of your dad. Everybody. And the people that he worked with, and his mom, and his dad, and his brothers and sisters. And I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
Yes.
So what I want to talk about a little bit about anyway today is we've put some leader's guides, the leader's guides to the programs that we have up on our website, and people can download an electronic version for free and see what it is. And one thing that I know, the best way to really learn something is to teach it. So if there are some people that are listening who have an interest or a need, and it really is more need than interest, we have things at www.mcgeeandme.net, mcgeeandme.net, McGee and Me. We spell out the N. Now, what are some of the electronic versions that we have available to people?
We have Conquering Codependency and Conquering Chemical Dependency. These are 12-step programs and are highly, highly successful. We have Dr. McGee's all-time best-selling book, Search for Significance.
All right, now let's talk about the Search for Significance a little bit as far as it being something for group study. How would people do that? Because that... if people understand who they are in Christ, that will take care of just about everything once they know who they are, really, and they really get it, which, of course, you do when you have a group study about it. And there have been literally millions of people that have done this group study, and it's life-changing. It really is.
Well, Dr. McGee feels like it's the cornerstone of all recovery, just for the reason that you just stated. And it does change lives. I could talk for hours about the things people have told me over the years, how this book has changed their lives.
Got a couple of minutes. Why don't you go ahead and tell some of the things that you just remember off the top?
The most moving story I've ever heard is about a girl that I won't name, and she had gotten involved with drugs and was incarcerated. Through a prison ministry, she was introduced to the Search for Significance, and this woman worked with her and She got out of prison and she started a whole new life. And something that she did while she was during her drugging days came back to haunt her, and she was incarcerated again. When she got out the second time, she became homeless and had nothing. The only thing she had as a possession was a shredded copy of The Search for Significance. That saw her through all of the horror, not once but twice. And today she runs a small restaurant in Texas, and her life has been completely restored. But in my mind, I saw this poor, pitiful little waif with, she was dirty and raggedy. She was homeless. But she kept The Search for Significance. It was her lifeline.
You know, some of the things that I've heard in life always seem to amaze me. We have this movement in Christianity of that they refer to now as the prosperity gospel, where things should be wonderful and, you know, and God's going to, and, you know, essentially God blesses you with material things, and that's how, you know that you're okay and that you're, you know, that you're being blessed. But that isn't really what life is about, nor is it what the New Testament is about. It's more about taking life on life's terms and dealing with life on life's terms and learning from what happens to you so that you become a better person. If you don't do that, then you're not growing. If you do that, then your life has value beyond yourself. It has value to others who are around you, and you become a source of blessing and inspiration to them. Now, that has real merit. That is something to desire. Who cares? Who cares if you got a Rolex? I don't have a Rolex. I mean, I don't even have a watch. I've got a cell phone, and it always sells time, and it always sells time correctly. You know, it never breaks. You know, so.
And you can see it. It's not small.
Yeah, that, you know what? That's another. Actually, you're exactly right. You know, on this cell phone, they, I mean, things so big, I don't even have to have my glasses. But, so the search for significance, there have been thousands of studies, group studies for the search for significance. So if somebody wanted to get a leader's guide so that they could take a look for nothing and see if they wanted to have their own little search for significance group, which is 12 weeks, they would go to www.mcgeeandme.net, and it's right there available. It says that they can go ahead and get a free download, and the
exactly.
download will be sent to them. Now,
yeah.
We
also
it's
have
also on our
service.
It's also on our the Search for Significance fan page, you know, which people ought to like anyway. If you like it, then you get some of the inspirational things that we post every single day. And you know, I'm saying this because we have just so many hurting people, so many folks that are finding it nearly impossible to keep things together, that it's kind of harder and harder. They don't believe that we're going in the right direction as a nation, nor do I. Most people don't think we're going in the right direction. And as far as believers are concerned, almost nobody believes. we're going in the right direction. The only believers that believe we're going in the right directions are the ones that don't know what they're talking about. But, you know, that's a, you know, that's a little bit more for Jack Watts Live than for Jack Watts on Recovery. Anyway, what other we've got other resources than that also, don't we, that
yes,
they can get on stage?
We have a book for those who do not want a 12-step program for codependency called Untangling Relationships. And the sequel to that is Breaking the Cycle of Hurtful Family Experiences. And that book is a...
Now, they can get a free download of the Leader's Guide for Untangling Relationships also. Isn't that correct?
Right. That's correct. And then we have Shelter from the Storm. And that is for people who have been sexually abused. And Dr. McGee says, in his opinion, this author, who has a practice in Texas, is the leading expert on sexual abuse. And we have used her, he used her program in his hospital. And it is tried and true, and it is straightforward, and it gives people not just some quick fix, because you have to do work. It doesn't just scratch the surface. It takes you all the way down, because it's like a wound. And we build houses of thoughts around our wound. And each one of these thoughts has to be torn down so the wound can completely be healed. And that takes time and work. And a lot of pain. And it takes the Holy Spirit.
You know, let's just talk about this here for just a second. There are many reasons why men become gay. But as far as women becoming gay, there's almost a one-to-one correlation with them having been raped or molested or in some way sexually abused. Now, not all women who have been sexually abused or raped become lesbians, but nearly all lesbians have been sexually abused or raped by a man. They just get to where they can't trust a man under any circumstances. And that is a wound that goes so deep that it's, you know, just like you said, I mean, it takes the Holy Spirit and lots of work to get down to essentially the molecular structure of someone's soul.
Yes.
Just also, by the way, these girls that are strippers, almost all of them have been molested in some way or another. Also, this is how this wound manifests itself, and you think, oh my goodness. Then where's the responsibility lie? Ultimately, the responsibility lies with the molester, obviously. But the people who've been victimized are the ones that are left to pick up the pieces. And they have to do it if they aren't going to have shattered lives. And it's hard. It's not fair. They didn't deserve it. But they're still responsible to themselves and everybody else to work it out. And if they don't, then their lives are a mess. And it, you know, and
that's true. And it keeps on perpetuating.
Yes. And the men that do these things are not held accountable the way they should. They're let off the hook, in our society. But I mean, but we do better than Muslim countries. Muslim countries, they say, well, you know, the woman brought it on herself. They don't even try things like that, you know. And if it, you know, happens to be a Christian girl, well, you know, that's what they're there for, to be raped.
Exactly.
So I mean, you know, we're light years ahead cultures, but we're not where we need to be, nor even close.
No.
But we've got stuff that can help. Really, truthfully, legitimately help. It's called Shelter from the Storm.
These are tried and true programs for years. Not some new scientific theory that's rolled off of somebody's tongue. These programs work.
Well, everything we have is established. There isn't anything that's, you know, not tried through. I mean, you know, nearly everything's got a 20-year track record. And
exactly,
we have people that use the material over and over and over again. But there are lots of people that don't know what we have anymore, so we have to just kind of talk about this on the radio and let people know. They can get these leaders' guides and look at them. And, you know, we'll send them whatever they want. And the reason we're doing this, well, there's a couple reasons. I mean, you know, one, we want people to know what we have. And if you, you know, it's, remember they used to have the Mrs. Fields cookies at the mall? The way that they ended up selling their cookies is by giving everybody, you know, a nice piece of it. You eat a little bit of it, you like what you had, you got to have two more cookies. So essentially we're doing the same thing. Our leaders' guides, we're putting them out there for people to take a look at and say, okay, I can see that this can help so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. And then, boom, you know, we're involved with other people using the things that we know that will bring them to the Lord and allow God's Spirit to heal them. That's our story. And there's not my and we've been doing it a long time, and we're going to continue doing it longer.
These books are so great. They give activities. They lay everything out for the novice that they can pick up the leader's guide and with confidence lead a group.
So if they go to the website, it says it right there that they can, you know, that they can click and get a leader's guide. You know, we've spent some time on this, and the reason that I wanted to do this today is that we haven't really done that. We talk about things every week that help people, but we have so much more to help them with. I thought that it would be important to just go ahead and kind of lay it out there, and since we're offering the free leader's guides to people, they'll take advantage of it, because I mean it doesn't cost them anything. They just go to www.mcgeeandme.net and say, okay, I want a search for significance or conquering codependency or chemical dependency, all of them. We got a bunch there. At any rate, this is it's important, and it's definitely important to people who are acting out, because we are a visionless society, and it's going to get worse, but it doesn't have to get worse for you. So let me just say, Stacey, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. Bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Good night.
Good night.